The Metro Housing Board moved ahead on a plan to pay for the construction of a $25 million East Nashville charter school. It's an unprecedented financing move that opens the agency up to risk by acting as both the developer and the lender for the project. WPLN's Mareva Knight reports.
Jim Harbison, the chief of Metro's Housing Authority, says the Explore School is critical to breaking up concentrated poverty in James Casey, the city's largest public housing complex. He called the school, run by the Martha O'Brien Center, the glue that will hold a mixed-income community together. But MDHA Commissioner Melvin Black says the plan opens the agency up to too much risk and wastes precious affordable housing dollars. He was the only board member to vote against the plan at today's meeting.
My concern would be MDHA being in the school business as opposed to being in the housing business. The dollar amounts is something that we could use for housing rather than schools. I just think we're sort of moving in the wrong direction, that's all.
The fact remains the plan puts MDHA on the hook for the building if the Martha O'Brien Center can't cover the debt payments. And to help them out, the agency has pledged up to $3 million to cover any gaps. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mareva Knight.